You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I saw this email this morning and I had to share it with you guys because, he talks about it in his email. He said, "Hey guys, I heard you joking yesterday about the guys who tried to break into that spy shop in Florida. And you mentioned the semen detection kit."
I knew we should have delved deeper into that yesterday.
Well,
I knew it. I knew it.
He said, "I have to confess that I've used something like that on my fiance's panties."
So is that how it works? I wondered how it worked.
Well, I looked it up, so we'll talk about that in a second. He said, "Here's the thing. I've been cheated on twice. Both situations ended really badly. So my fiance and I have been together about 2 years. We're set to get married later this summer. She's amazing. And I'm sure it's what's happened to me in the past that has me questioning stupid things, but I can't help it. So about a month ago, she goes away with a few of her more adventurous friends."
Oh, yeah. So she's full of penis.
"To Vegas for a bachelorette party. The pictures I saw on social media when they were away, they were all obviously wasted. You could tell that guys had been cropped out of some of the shots. Like you could see a bit of a guy's arm or something like that. So given my past, I was reading about those semen detection kits and bought one. When she got home, she was exhausted and passed out. That's when I used the kit on her dirty underwear that was in her suitcase to see if she cheated on me. Thankfully, they all came back negative, and now I'm totally embarrassed I did it. My question for you guys, though, is this. Should I confess I did this to her before we get married?
God, no.
My God.
I don't want to carry the guilt of not trusting her into our married life together."
No, that's what you have to carry.
"Or should
that's
I just keep quiet about it and just try and control my inner voice that's been burned too many times? Thanks for your help."
People and their guilt.
That's his own guilt.
Keep secrets.
Here's the thing. You probably shouldn't even think about getting married if you're still so messed up in the head.
Yeah, and you think that there's a possibility she would do this.
Yeah, he's got
it. He hasn't.
Everyone's been cheated on.
Right, but he hasn't forgiven, like, women. He hasn't forgiven all women for doing it.
He doesn't trust them.
He doesn't trust a single one.
You gotta get past that otherwise. Right. And also, this detection thing.
Do we even know if it works?
There, if you use a condom.
Yeah, there's nothing to
find.
I
mean, there's just other way. I don't.
Yeah, it's not a.
You're so true. I mean,
and
I
would never get put that in this.
Sorry.
No, you're absolutely correct.
But, and I would don't hope be
even,
sorry.
Even the most upstanding whore would use a condom because. She may want a little dong in her, but she's not going to risk getting something or getting pregnant.
Yeah, you're right.
Or the guy would have it or whatever, but that's
You'd
not
need
the point.
Like latex.
It's so much but bigger than that. Like Chuck said, like you have issues that you need to resolve before you.
And honestly, she probably did do something.
No, you should. Come on. I mean, because if she wanted to go on a trip like that and get crazy, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's weird to have like arms in the shots.
I was like, what are her friends like?
Yeah, the wild friends.
He says like, more adventurous.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
She went out with a slut brigade.
I mean, a lot of people do these bachelor parties and bachelorette parties
and go crazy.
Yeah.
But then there's others who go, and although they can have fun, doesn't mean they're sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
They're still loyal. They just to have fun.
I probably engaged. I wouldn't have went to a thing like that.
Even if you did, if you did, wouldn't you somehow, and I don't know how you do it. I don't know if it's like you get home from the bar and you make sure you call.
Yeah.
And you're like, "Hey, I'm home from the bar. It was a crazy night, but I'm here. I miss you. Thinking about you. I wish I wasn't on this dumb trip.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a couple days." Like,
That apparently didn't happen.
No.
Doesn't sound like it. Anyway, who knows?
Because it's so weird to me to, like, be with someone and then go out and get bombed and then just go to a place and pass out.
Yeah.
But it is possible for women to go to a
and not bang people.
And not bang.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Not every woman's a whore. Right. There's lots of women who are loyal to their guys. And lots of guys that are loyal to their women. So I looked this up. By the way, if anyone has ever used a semen detection kit or anything like this, call us. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. This is the semen detection kit here. It's $50. And it says, is she cheating? Do you suspect your spouse is being unfaithful? If so, the Insight Semen Detection Kit can provide evidence of her infidelity. It has two components, acid, phosphatase, test strips, and a specific antigen test strip, which work together to provide evidence of semen on a woman's undergarment. It's designed to be easy to use and yields instant results with the AP test strips or results after 10 minutes with the more sensitive test. It will detect traces of semen on a woman's undergarment, which has been discharged after sexual intercourse and up to 36 hours
later. Yeah, unfortunately, Lisa totally debunked this whole thing because you just put a condom on and you're totally safe. You can do whatever you want to do. Like I said before, though, this whole thing is on him. It's his
that's
fault.
It's not a good feeling when you have to go out and buy something like this and
that's
do
insane.
That.
It's his. He has problems. And it will never go away until he works through it.
You're right. He needs to get past his own issues before he'll
It'll never go away. He'll always think that this chick is doing stuff on him.
Can it be used to test a man? Yes. But they say there are legitimate reasons why a man would have such stains on his undergarments. For example, nocturnal emissions, a.k.a. wet dreams. Therefore, we question whether any interference of infidelity can be drawn solely from the presence of semen stains on the undergarments of a man. There is an instructional video. Inside semen.
I don't know if we want to.
Well, it's just, I'm sure it's just a, holy hell, it takes you, it takes them 17 minutes to.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Dr. Stephen Ashburn.
This is like, a Tim and Eric sketch.
Is this the guy who invented it?
Yeah,
Europe's been cheated on a thousand times.
I'm Dr. Steve Ashburn. I've been cheated on by a million whores. I finally was done with
it. Semen has over 900 identified proteins. This test kit.
I don't know why anyone would cheat on him.
He seems very sexually charismatic.
What I'm going to do is do
an animal.
Who would cheat on this guy?
His khaki pants and his tie.
I couldn't believe it either when I found out my wife was a cheating whore. So I developed a semen detection kit to catch her in the act.
What's he doing? He's got a
sometimes it may take more than
spray some water in it.
Stain. Sometimes vaginal discharge can be heavy, thick,
and oh my god!
Vaginal discharge.
Dr. Stephen Ashburn. Please, buddy. Don't be so graphic.
I love though that even in the description, it's like this can't be used on a man though.
Yeah,
there's no
right.
guarantees that a man would be the one cheating. I'm just saying you guys are safe.
So forget it, you whores, if you're going to try to find out if you're cheating or not.
Yeah. You whores really want to get to the bottom of something. You just mind your business. You understand me? I'm Dr. Stephen Ashburn, but we'll catch you with the act, you dirty, dirty, filthy bitch.
Yeah. Well, I never do it, and I'm sure I've got stuff all in my underwear.
God damn. Come on, I was drinking.
Don't even look at my socks.
Oh.
I am in big trouble.
James's socks tested positive. Yeah. Johnny's with us here. Hey, Johnny, we're talking about this guy using a semen detection kit on his fiance's panties. What do you think, man?
Yeah. I mean, even if you have a doubt, I think it's already kind of written in stone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it, then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right, man. Appreciate that.
He was doing something else, and he just had that one thing he had to say to us.
I think if you think she's a cheating whore, if it quacks like a cheating whore, if it walks like a cheating whore, lays eggs like a cheating whore, yourself a cheating slut.
I will say, like, the most of the times that I got cheated on, which is a million, a lot of times it was... They went out with their slutty friends.
Yeah.
And then the slutty friends attract the dudes. And what you don't realize is that she's a slut too.
Right, right.
And she's just one of those chicks.
But I guess as a guy, you have to figure out, is it the people you're choosing? Is it the women you're choosing? Or is it something about you? I mean, it's not your fault, but what's going on there? Why are you picking
people like this? Like, what are you attracted to?
And what's happening in the relationship to make a woman even... want to do that.
Yeah.
I guess it's good to look in the mirror first, but
you always have to look in the mirror.
There's obviously, if this has been your history,
I'm Dr. Stephen Ashburn. Don't look in the mirror. Just check her panties.
Yep.
Check her panties while she sleeps and see what the real deal with that skank is.
So find some dischargey panties.
We have a guy, Brody from Naples, who has used a semen detection kit before. Hey, Brody, how are you?
Hey.
So tell us, what made you go that route? Like, how did you resort to semen detection kit? Like, what led up to that?
Well, she was always staying out late at night, and her friends were telling me that she was part of the Legion.
You had some intel.
Yeah, they had some intel going on there.
Yeah, her brother and her dad even told me, so it was, yeah.
What?
It was pretty bad.
So, yeah, so people knew. They were trying to let you in on it. You needed the full-on proof.
And what made you use this? Like, she was out for a night and came back? Like, when did you decide you were going to bust out the semen detection kit?
She went out with, like, three guy friends one night, and, like, she was out all night.
Yeah. But when her dad and her brother tell you, you really need to go out and buy a semen detection kit?
Yeah.
She's got semen.
They just told me that she was probably part of the Legion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's enough.
So you tested her panties.
That's weird.
And her shirt. And her shirt.
Yeah, shirt is a smart move.
Did the shirt. Yeah. Did they both test positive?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. She was covered.
She was covered.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
And so then she got out.
I mean, thank God for that kit.
Yeah.
Brody, do you see?
I showed her. And she was like, oh, that's not mine. That was one of my friends.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you came back with that, so, you know, you're a cheating person, and you come back with that, I would be like, you're a freak.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But then we can shake hands and be like, we're not meant to be, and that's and it's fine. Like, it's not good for a non-trusting person to be with someone who can't be trusted.
Yeah.
And Brody, was there a point where you thought, man, this is extreme, I'm buying a semen detection kit? Like, did you question it? Did you think you were odd for doing it? Or no, you just had to find out?
I just had to find out, and I think I was kind of justified because I've been warned multiple times about her.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. There are guys, you'll say something to one of your friends like, dude, that chick is bad news. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And then like their dad says, hey, my daughter's bad news. Yeah. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No. So to me, he wasn't going to leave until he did this.
Well, she was making him feel like she's the one, right? He thought he found, like, an Eastbound and Down, that's one of my favorite quotes of all time. He goes, here, I thought you were a whore with a heart of gold, and here's a whore with a regular horse heart.
But if the dad and the brother are saying something, that's odd. That's a big red flag. Yeah.
Jesus.
Why would they even be talking about their loved one like that to a sexual way with a boyfriend?
Absolutely.
And it's betrayal.
Well, because what they know is they know that she did something already, and they're like, dude, you shouldn't be. Yeah. I mean, you're getting cheated on.
They feel bad for him.
So here's a different take on this. Erica, you've been involved in a situation where a semen detection kit was used.
Yes, I have.
Okay, tell us how that played out.
So my now ex-husband was very untrustworthy, or thought I was untrustworthy, I should say. And one day I got home from work, and he said that he had done a test on my underwear and that it was positive. And I was like, okay, I haven't been with anybody. But then again, probably with him. And then I took a polygraph test, and I proved to him that I was right and he was wrong and the test was wrong.
You had to do a polygraph test?
Jesus Christ.
Did you offer that?
That's the next step.
My God.
Yeah.
Those aren't.
Yeah, honey, I did a lot of things like that to try to prove my innocence.
Wait, was that your idea or was that his? Did he ask you to take a polygraph or did you say, listen, I'm going to take a polygraph to prove this?
He asked that time. I took one earlier in our relationship, so I should have known.
That was your second polygraph test with him?
Yeah.
Erica.
She dated Maury or something?
She dated Maury.
Where do you get a polygraph test
that's
done?
My question.
You can get them done.
Where?
You can get them done.
Like, is there a place in your businesses where you can go to get a polygraph test done?
There's got
to
be.
Yeah, there are lists of licensed polygraphists, whatever it's called, online. And they have courses and certifications that they take.
Your ex is a psychopath.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's
yeah.
You were married to...
said bye.
Erica, are you on some more solid ground now? Like, you'll never go and be involved in anything like that again, right?
No. Yeah. No, I won't be involved in that again, though. No.
Good to hear, because that guy was a nutball.
Yep.
You got it. Have a great day.
You see too. Take care.
I mean, as soon as you said you used a test on that, that's it. Okay, let's go see an attorney.
Here's the thing. The only reason that I am doing the test is because I know I'm leaving anyway, but I want, like, nailed down, hardcore proof. I wouldn't even do it, you know?
Right.
Because if you want to leave, then just leave.
Yeah.
But...
you got a real
that would be
feeling.
The only other time. And I guess the only person that I could see, the only guy I think is justified, and maybe even it's not justified, but is the dude that was not going to leave even though everyone was telling him to, and that was what, you know, did it. Like,
he wouldn't have left otherwise.
I know people that have set up like a thing to record.
Yeah.
And then they find out and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess I do have to leave.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you should have left before, but sometimes dudes or chicks need something.
Like because a girl can convince you that she's, they can manipulate, anybody
can
manipulate.
Guys can do it, girls do it.
But what if they're not doing anything?
Right.
And then, so I'm the innocent person. Yeah. So if a test was done like this on you, and you're an innocent person,
right,
how would you feel about that?
Right. Well, because here's the thing.
Horrible.
Let's say you're feeling like, okay, I know all this stuff's going on. I know all this stuff's going on, and it's really not. Then it's about you, and you need help. But at the same time, if you were like, all this stuff's going on, and then you set up a recording thing, and then you discovered, oh yeah, it is going on. Well, then you're like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, right.
I'm not the crazy one.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know. So that is where. I think it's useful.
Now, I don't think the semen test is obviously 100%.
No, it's you get it at like a spy shop.
Yeah.
Dr. Stephen Ashburn, I don't know his credentials.
No. He just has a white coat on.
Yeah, he's like, I've been cheated on in every relationship I've ever been.
There is a polygraph test like 5 minutes from here. Polygraph testing place. They don't list on there. It's called affordable, but they don't list the price on their website. You're allowed 5 questions. Are you a whore? How many dongs have been in ya?
No, you could do that.
There's actually a bunch of them. This one just happened to.
I don't think they're very
the closest.
Accurate.
No.
Yeah, I think back in the day they used to be like, "This is the wonder of technology. It'll catch a liar."
Wow, there's a bunch.
Now
of
they
them.
Won't even.
Don't they still use them? And
they're not admissible in court. They say.
No? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, there's a bunch of these places around.
People be lying.
What an interesting place
to ask
hang
my
out
wife.
What's every client meeting's awkward? So, Mr. Jones, we're gonna
look at the two angry people.
Yeah, they're angry
in the middle.
I hate that.
Jerry, need to ask her 5 questions.
They say it's the accuracy of the testing is 80 to 95%.
Yeah.
So there's still a 20% chance that it's right.
I just think he's a bastard.
Well, that's why I think you got to do like 10 of them. If you're gonna do it.
I know she's been lying to me for over 2 decades.
And they don't list prices either. This is one final text. Gay guy here, he says, my ex was an actor. He got dressed up in prosthetic makeup to spy on me because he was suspicious I was banging my best guy friend.
That is crazy.
I was not. He was an idiot, and his makeup was really bad.
Is that you? Why are you dressed like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Sorry, I just thought you were having sex with your friend.
Where did you get a Mrs. Doubtfire mask and fat
suit? No, I was in the summer stock version of Mrs. Doubtfire.
You were in
2 years
play. That's
ago.
Crazy. Half of the mask is coming off, just so you know. You've been running around.
I didn't have the right glue. I used nail glue.
Scary, scary stuff. You look scared.
I wasn't here to try and turn you on.
Jesus Christ.
Just trust me,
for God's sake.
It's hard to with all the dicks around.
I know, they're everywhere, but you just gotta trust. Jesus. Go all Robin Williams on me.
Well, I apologize.
I'm glad we could figure this out.
Sex.
Yeah, get that fat suit off you first.
Let's try something new.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
Oh, no.
That's right.
This is Death Flare.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, if you ever want to reach us, by the way, to this guy who sent us the email, no, you should not tell your fiance that you use this, but you need to get past it, dude. You have some issues. Whether you should get married this summer or not, that's up to you, but yeah. Obviously you have not worked through
this
some
summer?
Past trauma.
Yeah,
this summer.
Such a bad idea.
Okay, married right? This summer.
Ooh. This summer, the marriage
this summer
of the century.
Yeah. The, like right now.
Like, yeah. The summer is currently like in fact I think the smart move, I know that this is like possible relationship ending move, but maybe the smart move is to say to her, I'm a mess, I did this thing, and I don't know if I'm in a place where I need to be able to, like, for us to get married and for it to work.
Yeah.
Maybe we should date a bit longer. I should go to therapy.
Puts it all on himself.
So lose you the know, money that you put down for all the wedding stuff? Or?
Well, I'd say it's worth
you
it.
You know
it's
what? I'll be honest. It translates into a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah, it really does.
Yep. Good luck, dude. If you ever want to reach us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the way to do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Health officials in Michigan have issued an alert for people after a doctor reused a rectal pressure sensor on multiple patients.
Yeah.
They should be disposed after each use, but they discovered that a doctor who has clinics in the Kalamazoo area of Michigan was actually reusing them.
Huh.
So now they're encouraging
this device. Rectal pressure. You think it's like almost like a
here. It looks like a gigantic tube with something on the end of it.
It sounds like it'd be one of those like a grip strength test.
Yeah, wants to know what you could break with your bunghole.
Yeah.
Like, could you crack a walnut with it?
How tight?
But now these people
get that thing.
They have to get tested for HIV and hepatitis.
Oh man!
Well, sure.
Because of this,
butts. You know,
Jesus.
Oh.
Butts are dirty, guys.
That's so gross, man.
Dr. Roger Bayer is his name. He owns Urological Solutions of Michigan and Women's Healthcare Specialist Clinics. They allege that this guy reused rectal pressure sensors, despite the fact the device is only approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for a single patient use. The disciplinary complaint against the doctor states that three nurse practitioners came forward and told investigators that the same rectal sensors were used on multiple patients. In fact, they said one sensor was used over 100 times.
Come on.
That's a lot of butts, guys.
Jesus Christ.
The device's manufacturer includes a warning in the packaging that the device is only meant for single patient use. So the complaint charges this doctor with negligence, failing to conform with minimal standards of acceptable prevailing practice for the health professions.
You should be thrown out of the industry. You can't be a doctor.
Yeah, you can't be a doctor anymore.
You know, it's a weird thing, too, because I almost guarantee the doctor wasn't the one that was, like, washing it after it was done and prepping it. Like, it's his idea. Like, he definitely probably said to the other people involved, like, hey, don't throw that thing away.
To save,
money.
To save money.
It's close to home. My dad's been telling me, you know, in 5 years I got to get my ass checked.
He's been really warning you about ass stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't know I even had to ask this question. If they're reusing ass.
Is that
things.
A brand new ass thing?
Yeah, is that a brand?
You know what, though? I don't know what they need to check your ass pressure.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's wrong with you when they got to put a pressure gauge in your butt?
I assume mine's high.
Pressure gauge.
You know, like, Andy's what butt pressure is on this thing?
Yeah,
what
high is butt it? Pressure.
Like, I've never been pressure tested.
I've never been pressure tested.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe you were and you don't realize
it. No, I think I'd realize if I was pressure tested.
Well, you know when you were out?
Well, I had a colonoscopy.
That's what I mean. What if part of that is a little pressure test?
Yeah, they're saying what you can do with it.
Yeah.
One nurse said that it was cleaned occasionally.
Oh.
That's not enough.
Just rinsed, huh?
Yeah, just rinse it off.
So this doctor here, he is a board-certified OBGYN and urogynecologist. He's internationally recognized as an expert in the pelvic floor and is a highly regarded pelvic floor surgeon.
So that's what this is. He's getting you to squeeze
in
so he can see how strong your pelvic floor is.
He tightens up nuts and butts.
Yeah.
It tests the muscles.
And the vagines.
The vagina.
Pressure.
Yeah, let's just take it for a spin.
What kind of PSI are we talking about back there, Doc?
Oh, so they're not cheap. It's like $55 a pop. But still.
But that insurance usually.
Right. That's covered in the cost, I'm sure.
It is pelvic floor rehab.
Just a cheap bastard.
We've talked about pelvic floor rehab before. Mm-hmm.
So that's what this guy does. And unfortunately, he just, wherever he's rehabbing, he just pulls the thing out of and sticks it in the next one.
Dude, there's some hella sweet Google questions with this search. I'm almost like, why do I have sharp pain in my rectal area?
Mm.
What causes rectal muscle spasms?
I can't get those.
Got a Charlie horse back here in my butt.
One of those.
The muscles of the anal sphincter spasms just like other muscles in your body. It can cause severe stabbing pain like a knife sticking into your rectum.
Man, once in a while I would get like an eye twitch where your like eyelid is like feels twitchy.
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought that was annoying. Imagine getting a butt twitch.
Yeah, I got a butt twitch.
Well, if you do have rectal spasms, what can you do? Sit in a hot tub of water?
I will.
Relax.
Massage the muscles.
I will.
To relieve the spasm.
I will.
Massage your butthole.
And take over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications. All can help. How can you relax your sphincter?
I know a way.
Sit or lie in a comfortable position with your legs slightly apart, and then try and squeeze the muscles for as long as you can and relax in between each squeeze.
Mm-hmm. Gotta relax. Gotta remember to cool down.
What are you doing over there?
Testing my rectal strength. Seeing if I can get a.
It's my form of meditating.
Are you exercising?
I sure am.
Hold on, I'm in a cool down period.
Gotta breathe. That's important. Gotta hold it.
Oh, you're gonna put too much pressure back there.
No, it's good. I've been working towards this.
Is your butthole still twitching?
How long do you hold it for between?
I'm going to say 30 seconds.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is. What an eternity. That's an eternity when you're talking.
Are you
butts.
Kidding me? I've held mine tight for about 10 minutes in here.
Just holding it in.
You've got a Navy SEAL like butthole.
Yeah. My butthole has got a six pack.
That is.
Got a tattoo with an anchor
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. He's in great shape.
Yeah.
The rest of me, not so much.
Mm. Oh, there he is, that doctor. That dirty, dirty doctor.
Like, ooh, let's shove this in you. It's kind of clean.
A doctor to consider HIV and hepatitis testing. The alert comes after complaints at Dr. Roger Byer's office repeatedly used rectal instruments that were inconsistently cleaned between patients. Tonight, he's answering questions about the allegations. 24 Hour News 8's Heather Walker talked with him at his practice. Heather?
Yeah, Marley, well, he tells us that those complaints actually were made by three staff members concerned about the practices that were happening on those patients. Dr. Byer says his patients come first.
Their care is our greatest concerns, okay?
But allegations made by staff in February and April say that he allowed medical devices to be placed into patients' rectums for exams with non-latex gloves and then cleaned occasionally and reused multiple times. One nurse practitioner told state officials that a sensor was used over 100 times before being replaced, a device that, according to the State Bureau of Professional Licensing, is approved by the FDA for single-patient use. So are these allegations true?
No.
They're all false.
No. Stop. Don't put words in my mouth, okay? Don't put words in my mouth.
That's how you know it's trying to think of what to say.
Dr. Byer says it's a misunderstanding between federal and local understanding of regulations.
The FDA, and they said that what we were doing was proper. The DA in Grand Rapids disagrees with it.
So you have no concerns with using these devices multiple times or not sanitizing them?
They were sanitized. And they were sanitized better than what the regs asked for.
So why are some of your employees making these statements then?
You know, you're hitting me up. This is all I want to say for right now.
We'll take care of the rest.
And with that, Bayer.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was one employee.
Right,
multiple
three employees. Yeah.
Thankfully, they said something.
Mm-hmm. After not cleaning a butt device for 100 times, they said something.
Yeah, I know. They probably should have said something sooner.
That's what I mean. I mean, it wasn't just him, obviously. It was like they went along with it for quite some time.
Yeah, he wasn't using latex gloves either.
Yeah.
No.
They were like, well, that's 100 times now for this one. I suppose that I should say something. I was hoping he wouldn't
Wait, he's doing the stuff barehanded?
Yeah.
He's going up my ass barehanded.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can tell.
It's raw dogging that bunghole.
He
seemed like a strange man.
Yeah. He sure did.
Yeah, he's a rectal floor doctor.
How old did it say he was?
I don't know.
I feel like he's getting in that zone where like stuff starts to get squirrely on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it said his age in the story.
He seemed pretty with it.
I know, but you never know.
Yeah, I guess you don't. If you've had your ass pressure tested, or if it's going to be done soon, just make sure it's a brand new device.
What a weird thing that would be at, like a Dave and Buster's.
Or the strength, the butt strength.
You just sit down on something and you're like, bing! And like hitting the bell every time. You're damn right. A lesser man sits on it.
Look how many tickets you like, got, Chuck.
Bing! Oh, he just broke the bell off.
Broke the bell.
You can do it.
That was a me.
I can do better.
See, you get it this next time with your ass, Chuck. Here you go.
You have a weak butthole.
Because I was running the attraction, so I had it set up to be.
Oh yeah, I can never win.
Yeah, unwinnable.
This one's BS. This machine is BS. I know it's not calibrated properly. In my now it's stronger than anyone on the whole world.
But now if Lisa sits down, she'll get the ding for sure.
Oh, yeah, because you're just trying to get some.
Yep.
You know how these carny games work.
What do you win if you pass the butt strength test?
It's either that or like a donut-shaped
Or a poo emoji Coke mirror.
Yeah, that Lisa likes. Those Coke mirrors.
That's not the right bell. That was a good try. He had a million bells to choose from.
Yeah, I did. I still do. It's not. None of them are.
These are all the wrong bells.
None of them
bells.
Are good. I don't.
This is the door. No, it's not that.
Saved by the bell.
That's like a butt slot machine.
Yeah.
You can
make it ring. Then you really got some talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There we go. That's more like it.
Sent it up three times.
Again, I can't even imagine having to say that to a doctor. Hey, that's a brand new device. Like when I had my colonoscopy, I didn't question that any of the device had been up someone's ass before.
Yeah, you normally don't have to.
But with that doctor, I guess you do. Okay, how would you feel if your lady came out as bisexual?
Fearful.
Your wife of many years. Just happened to a guy.
Happens to guys all the time, I think.
Chris Daughtry. You know the singer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the
American Idol guy?
Yeah.
So, he was in the band Daughtry.
Daughtry. I believe he still is in the band Daughtry.
Andy,
Keep it down.
Got a reflux.
He's a platinum-selling rocker. Mm-hmm. And his wife came out with it by writing him song lyrics and saying, hey, maybe do this song.
Let me just check this over. Lips and lips and licking and lick. Wait a second.
The phone.
Scissor, scissor, scissor. And take it from the.
Whoa.
I'd like to hear lips and lips and licking.
Lips and lips and licking.
Lady lips and licking.
Are you trying to tell me something?
She was trying to tell him that she was bisexual. Here's a little taste of the song. It's called As You Are.
Oh, mine's way better.
Yeah.
I'm crying on the inside. So sad.
I Love You As You Are is the name of the song.
Licking, licking, drinking and kissing and scissoring all night long.
That's such a better song.
That's horrible. That's a horrible
rubbing
song.
Rubbing you down with oils.
Titties.
Sliding all around.
You really captured.
What would you rather listen to?
Girl on girl stuff.
Yeah.
One lyric sliding all around.
Yeah.
My turn, then your turn. No need to fake it now.
What does Daughtry feel about it, Chris Daughtry? He says he doesn't care. They met at a party when they were 20. That was almost 20 years ago. He said, I'm not threatened. I want her to be happy with who she is and not hide that. Does that mean that he's letting her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
think. Do you think? Because isn't the story, I can't exactly remember the Daughtry facts, but wasn't he married already and then went on to that show and became?
Yeah, because they've been married almost. They've been together over 20 years.
Okay, yeah. So,
when they
don't you think?
Yeah.
There was an agreement, like, once you become Daughtry.
Right. He's like, I'm going to get all that Daughtry ass.
Yeah.
He was a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yes. That's who she married.
She was a licensed massage therapist.
Who? You did the bull.
No, yeah, I think I know all of that. Yeah.
Grab your wiener. Give it a tip.
Oh, wow.
Then 6 years later, they were together 6 years. He placed fourth on American Idol, but then became pretty popular with hits such as Home and It's Not Over.
Well, he's one of the few rock and roll guys that the show ever promoted, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him, really. Really bad music.
I tried to forget about him many years ago.
It was just... You know, it's just a mass-produced product. Yeah.
They claim they have a monogamous marriage commitment, even after her admission that she's bisexual. That they don't.
Mm. She just threw it out there, though, huh?
Yeah. She just threw it out there. He came home and
he
she handed him.
He's looking for attention.
I don't know.
We haven't talked. No one's talked about him. So
we played
like,
a song
hey,
of his. We played a song of his.
Yeah, we sure did.
Perhaps he's don't looking work. For attention, but he could have done way better with the song.
I wrote a bisexual classic.
This is a bisexual ditty. Straight from me, Daughtry.
Yep. And he took 2 years, and I wrote one that was better in 35 seconds.
You really did.
I agree.
Scissor. Licking and licking the lips and sliding all around.
Come on.
And now he has licking and licking and lips.
Way more
that
likely.
Would get a lot of
that's a hit.
That would
way
get a
more
lot
likely.
Daughtry is better than Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Daughtry. Someone said, my wife is bi and I love, love, love it. She occasionally had sex with her bestie and it's awesome. No problem here. There's another one. My wife is bi. It's a lot of fun.
Turned him into that Molly Shannon SNL character. He's like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So there's guys that are in this situation. They have no problem with it.
My wife's bi and I love it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Daughtry. Coming on tour soon. Lips and lips and licking. The tour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An Amish man from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, facing charges because he stole a neighbor's car and then went on an unsuccessful drive. Because I'm assuming he's never driven an actual automobile.
Has
before,
no
right?
idea what to do.
Only
has
horse
no
and
idea.
Buggy.
Yeah. No one's ever taught him. What a weird thing that is to get into some vehicle that you have no concept of
right
how to operate.
It's like getting in a helicopter and just trying
that's
it out.
That's exactly what it is.
All right.
Oh, my God. The engine went on.
Something's happening.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, who knows? But if he's true Amish, it's horse and buggy, right?
Yeah.
Slamming pedals, brakes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's not like the movies.
21-year-old Amish man, Jacob Beiler. So he's probably like reaching that age where he's like, there's got to be more to.
Yeah, that's it. He was trying to escape. Yeah.
He stole a neighbor's car. Police were on patrol. They observed the airbags deploy inside a dark gray Nissan Rogue in a restaurant parking lot. The officers also noted the vehicle's hood was dislodged. The back passenger side fender was scratched and bent. There was visible grass and mud on the vehicle. So he was driving like a maniac. He had no idea how to drive a car.
Nope.
They ran the registration. We're given the owner's names. They went into the restaurant. They were told by the bartender there was an Amish man who may have driven that vehicle there. They made contact with the guy identified as Jacob Beiler. He told officers he couldn't lie. He took the car.
Hmm.
He went on to say that he knew his rights. He continued to tell the officers that he went to his neighbor's house with the intention of getting a ride into town. But when he noticed the keys in the vehicle, he decided just to take it. He did lose control of the vehicle several times, they say. And he admits that he hit an embankment at least once.
Oh, yeah.
What a thrilling experience.
Yeah. It was great. I hopped right in a robot and just took off.
Woo!
One side of a speed train. I started hitting buttons. I was cooking. I was cooking about 528 kilometers per hour. That's what it said on the thing. I don't even know how fast a kilometer is.
But then all along, you're just bumping into things. I mean, it would be great for a couple seconds.
Yeah, he's like, ooh.
Taking wrong turns.
I didn't do what I thought it was going to do.
Everything's a dirt road. I mean, that's terrifying.
Of a, you know, horse and buggy. And then you go to
an automobile? Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
What a feeling.
Well, and then you're like, why are we in horse and buggies? Like, you come back and you're like telling everybody, guys, the horse and buggies for the birds.
Each one of these things has hundreds of horses in it.
Yeah. That's what they mean by 500 horsepower. That's
crazy. Hundreds of horses. Do you imagine?
He was arraigned. He faces the following charges: theft by unlawful taking, receiving stolen property, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. He's currently free on $40,000 bail. Wow, that's high. A preliminary hearing is set for early July.
Or he could have been scared to death. Could have been either way.
Concept of how to stop it. He somehow put cruise control on, and it's set to 80, and he's just hanging on for dear life.
Plowing through signs, birds.
Just got his feet planted flat on the ground underneath his seat. No idea.
He's like, I'm gonna wonder what this lever does. It's the emergency brake. That scream.
And I'll tell you,
that Amish scream.
And there are some dirt roads that I have to go down with my big 4x4 Jeep. And you'll start bouncing around and it'll start going sideways on you. And that thing's designed for it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, still driving.
Oh, jeez. There was an Amish man in a truck there. He couldn't drive. What the hell was that? Oh, this is a disaster. He's still going. Somebody better stop him.
It was a wild time or a bad
like
time.
After that?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I've seen some things.
Oh. Yeah, well, that explains.
Either way, his life's changed.
Yeah, it's way different.
Oh, yeah. The vehicle's hood dislodged, the back passenger side fender bent and scratched, visible grass and mud all over the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went through some stuff.
It was a crazy ride.
Yeah.
Oh, this is airbags deployed.
imagine just you're holding a steering wheel and the airbag shoot. You have no concept of what an airbag is. All of a sudden, you can't see. It's punched you in the face.
Yeah, you'd probably be terrified.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's different than a buggy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Different.
Yeah, it is. And how did his Amish community come up with $40,000 to...
Oh, they've got all the money in the world, man. They sell all that furniture.
They don't buy anything. Yeah, I guess you're right. They probably have just a crap.
They have tons of cash.
Yeah. Well,
they make billions each year in banana bread.
Bill, he'd be doing some barn raising for a while to pay back that debt.
Oh, yeah.
In Toledo, residents of the area Old West End are pissed off. Because city crews yesterday mistakenly paved over a portion of a historic brick road.
Mm-mm. Oh.
That sucks.
Oh.
You cannot chisel that out.
Nope.
The intersection of Parkwood and Floyd was starting to be covered in asphalt before someone ran out, started screaming. They were.
Stop! Oh my God, stop!
Yeah, what seemed to be the problem there, Villa?
Those are special bricks!
What do you mean,
special?
They're
the oldest bricks in Toledo, for God's sakes! Stop what you're doing, Heaven!
There's no such thing as special Toledo bricks, I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh my God, those are cobblestones from the beginning of this town!
Bricks are just bricks, lady.
I am a man.
Number one,
he's a man.
First things first.
All right,
I'm a man.
We almost asphalted right over you.
Bricks we need. Get please stop. Construction man.
You're telling me that these are historical bricks?
Historic bricks.
Oh my.
From the beginning, the dawn of Toledo.
Hey, shut her down, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
I think we just might have asphalted all over history. This man is freaking out about it.
I've never been more upset.
You really?
I have never been more
you
upset.
You ran from a long way, too. I saw you running, booking it up here. But...
And it's hard to run in these shoes.
Yeah, those are crazy little shoes you got on there.
That's right.
But I heard the clippity-clop of them coming down here.
Of course you did, because I was running on cobblestone. But now there's a giant sheet of
asphalt
on it.
Yeah, that's our bad.
The brick intersection, which had historic brick, was accidentally paved over, they confirmed, but the asphalt, they say, will be removed, and the liquid substance on top will also be removed. They will restore it back to the historic brick.
At least they can.
Yes.
Yeah, because they paved over one whole strip, and they started work
spraying the next.
On the rest.
What I'm shocked is that normally when you see them do this, they tear up. Mm-hmm. A certain amount of it, and then put it down. But in Toledo, they just
forget it.
Just forget it. We'll just put
I love
it
the quote from the resident. We are mad as hell.
We are mad as hell, and I'm not going to take any more historic bricks. God damn it. You and your steamrollers.
Look at that neighborhood. It's nice.
Yeah,
you can
it's super nice.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what's he doing? What are you? Where?
Trevor! Trevor!
Yes?
Listen! They're painting over the bricks!
Are you serious?
I am dead serious! Hold on, I gotta put on my slides!
You get down there, you stop them! Dan?
Stop! Stop what you're doing!
Tell him to stop!
Stop what you're doing! Oh my heavens, stop please! My God, you animals!
Oh Jesus, they don't know it's historic!
It's historic, you crazy animals!
Oh my God!
You guys are strong!
Jeez, look at them. They're just working up a storm.
It's hot outside.
There, a lot of them are shirtless there. History,
wait a second, hold on.
Let them just do it for a little bit more before we stop them.
We've already done some damage. We should probably just let them finish this up real quick.
They can finish me up if they want.
Jeez, right, that's a jackhammer if I've ever seen one.
Look at that. The grip.
Hi, boys. Little history you're plowing over there, but
this guy says they were the first bricks in Toledo.
Very first.
Oh my God. Put your shirt on, Tim. We gotta wrap this up.
No, Tim. Keep your shirt off.
Make him keep his shirt off.
I will, Trevor. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Stay in the bushes there.
I will. That's where I am.
Someone said, I can't understand how this could possibly happen when the curbs were marked where to stop and start. So wow. The members of the community even went as far as to put markers down.
Exactly. You know I put those flags up, Trevor.
You did.
They didn't listen.
Jesus.
They ignored. It said start and stop.
They ignored your flags.
They did.
Thanks. Sick bitches.
They Sick said simply, bitches. It was a mistake, but we will
at least they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
They're just never going to be the same.
No, you know they won't be the same.
No, they just look too new. Like, thanks, you destroyed the patina that was on there.
Yeah, that's right. That was history. That was history just destroyed.
I mean, it looks like it's in pretty rough shape.
Obviously, yeah. You can see they've filled in like a bunch of spots way before.
Broken.
So.
Stop. I love him running. I love him running from far away.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop.
Those are my wooden shoes. That's all I had near me.
Stop. The Toledo Brick Guys. There they are.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.